producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day, Wednesday, the 4th of November, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Guess that must be me, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here in the spotlight. Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler are working their hardest to contribute a good deal to the program. Sometimes
their hardest, really.
Some attempts are more successful than others. The good news today is that Antarctica is gaining ice.
Oh, I always liked her best.
Antarctica. Global warming is over. Hooray! NASA hasn't gone that far, but a new study suggests that the continent of Antarctica, as opposed to the Arctic region.
Uncle Arctica.
Yeah. Richie, you were really slow on that one. Jennifer, thank you. The Antarctic
is Uncle North Pole.
Gaining, that wasn't even funny. Why don't you just, shh, Roberta.
That wasn't, listen to Doug, that wasn't even
gaining. Can I finish the story, at least before you destroy it?
Go ahead, Andrew.
We're in trouble if he's the arbiter of what's funny or not. We got a big problem.
Busted. I'm telling you.
Sting on you, Doug Steffen.
Great.
Okay, so can we get back to the story of global warming?
Well, possibly.
Hi.
Go back to the computer.
Roberta, this is your fault. You just got here.
Fell apart really fast.
Yes, it did. Apparently. Oh, wait a minute. I can do better than that. Where's my thing over here?
Don't you even go with me on sound effects.
Oh, here it is. Really?
Break that.
We just do the whole show with sound effects.
It broke glass, and now he's big.
Here's my mic drop moment. Are you ready for this?
Mm. Yeah,
I got bubble wrap, baby. Top that.
Something about global warming, I
guess. Yeah. 5 minutes
this
ago.
This is on the radio right now.
You won't hear this anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank God.
What's
for
Bill
that?
Bennett doing right now?
Who knows and who gives
not
it?
Not playing no amateur bubble wrap pumping.
All right. So anyway,
back to my breakfast.
Antarctica, yeah. Maybe they'll get some. Doesn't stop Roberta from talking, but maybe it'll stop you. The Antarctic Peninsula and the western Antarctic are losing ice, but the other areas of the Antarctic are offsetting that with gains. The eastern part of Antarctica and the interior parts, the ice is bigger and thicker. Scientists think increased snowfall, which started 10,000 years ago, is the reason for the ice.
Really?
So,
long snow.
Well, but you know, this sort of points something out. All of these fatalists, including a lot of politicians who use this issue for political gain, most people don't have a clue. And it's kind of sad, actually, to listen to people. From time to time, I'm wrong about some of the things that I say on the air. I know. It's hard to believe.
Come on.
You're wrong? Really?
Let's not disagree.
Who would have thunk?
You talking to Tom or are you talking to me?
I thought you were always right, boss.
Really? Thank you. Well, I'm close to being right most of the time. But in this circumstance, it's so complicated. Climate is complicated. The whole history of our planet is complicated. And the simplistic business of...
Who's got a hawk outside their window?
What is that noise?
There's a bird.
Sounds like a pterodactyl.
What is that?
I'm in New Orleans, so it ain't me. I'm in a city.
It's not me. It's dark here. The birds are sleeping.
I'm in a studio.
Here too.
It's Doug. It's Doug's bird. It always is Doug's bird. That's why he stopped, because he can hear it.
No, I just am sort of like, why even bother?
I know. Well, come on, cuckoo.
Oh, to your point.
Why even bother?
Remember, it was only about 500 years ago when we thought the world was flat.
Mm-hmm. So, a little further, 1400. So, no, is it actually living? Anyway, so the point is that this planet is 4.5 billion years old. There is a point. It's taken me 10 minutes to get to it, but I'm working on it. The point is that because we use a lot of fossil fuels and they have contaminated the atmosphere, people think, because there's money to be made on the other end, there's a lot of money to be made in solar power, a lot of money to be made in wind power, let's stir up the troops. Let's get people involved. Let's see if we can't figure out a way to get people scared so they'll change their habits and we won't use as much oil and we'll make money and they won't make as much. And it's all a bunch of hooey. The planet's going to change. It has changed thousands and thousands and thousands of times over the 4.5 to 5 billion years that it's been in existence. You talk about the simplicity of climate change. Look at a plate structure of the planet and where South America used to be connected to Africa. I mean, for God's sakes, there's now between the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, at its narrowest is 1,454 miles between the east coast of South America and the west coast of Africa. And yet, over the period of history the planet has existed, those 1,400 miles have been... The separation is as dramatic an example of how the planet changes as you can come up with. The planet changes. That's the way it is. So you can buy solar or whatever, and that's great, and invest in the business, that's super. But if you think that's going to change what's going on the planet, you're out of your mind. Because it isn't. There's nothing that we will do. There's nothing that we really have done, nor that we can do, that will change the ultimate fate of the planet. It just isn't going to happen.
Did you see the story this past weekend about this large crack in the earth in Wyoming?
No, I didn't see that.
This guy owns a farm, and it's so big he rarely gets out to all of it. But one of his hunters, or a friend of his that was hunting on his property, was out there the other day, and they found this crack. It is huge. It looks like a mini Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, a volcano is going to come out of it or something.
Yeah. It's like crazy. It looks like a mini Grand Canyon. And the guy's like, I haven't been out here in 6 months. So it wasn't this way 6 months ago.
Okay. Now, let me go into the other side, the argument that people make who are trying to tell you that the planet is changing because of global warming. The planet is not changing because of global warming. What the planet is doing, however, or the people who live on the planet, which are hopefully as important as the planet itself, we are affected by the fossil fuels. Look at the atmosphere over China or India. People over there can't breathe in some of the cities.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah. And to your point, I mean,
45, 50, that's as old as they live because they're coughing to death.
And I remember in L.A., before the big emissions rules, they had, I mean, when I was growing up, it was like chewy air. When you flew into LAX, you could see
the level
of air.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's gotten a lot better. And you have to think that that's better for the planet.
It yes, it is.
Our being is better.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's things about being responsible. But I think you're right. We can't be fear-mongering about some ice melting when it's just going to melt because that's
what's all Volkswagen's fault anyway.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
probably.
Right. And that, by the way, thank you, Richie, for bringing that up. Because that brings us back around to the ludicrous... Say it again.
No, I'm sorry, the what?
The lunacy. The ludicrousy. Is there such a word as ludicrousy? I think you just made it up. It is ludicrous that the EPA and these other government agencies are going after Volkswagen because of not meeting whatever the requirements of the law are, because the law is ridiculous. It's asinine. It's not going to change anything as far as the planet's concerned. Does it make it more healthy for people to breathe the air? I wouldn't want to stand behind a Volkswagen or a Range Rover or a Chevrolet or anything else while it's running. You don't breathe that air. because that's the air is full of carbon dioxide. Monoxide. It's monoxide, right? It comes out of the tailpipe?
So, yeah, monoxide. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Dioxide is what you breathe.
All of this stuff is just pejorative foolishness. And no matter what people tell you, use some common sense when it comes to all of this.
Be responsible for yourself.
Exactly.
And your
thank
if
you.
If everybody did that, there would be no
you
problem.
You watch your backyard and everybody else watches theirs.
Everybody clean up their own act and shut the hell up and mind your own business about everybody else's. Okay, now having said that, the Queen of Cheap is about to appear on the radio program, and she's going to have.
And have you seen her backyard?
A number of things. I actually have seen.
I got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Yes, you have. You've seen several of my backyards.
I have, as a matter of fact. And I don't want to go any further than that. Thank you. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Right now, time for our Roberta Fasanelli, who's been let out of the home this morning, to bring us the queen of cheap report.
Okay, let's start with 7-Eleven. On November 11th is Name Your Own Slurpee Day.
This isn't racist at all.
7-Eleven, and you can name your own price Slurpee Day.
No wheezing the juice. No wheezing the juice.
The juice.
Hey.
And after you get your free Slurpee,
Roberta@duck7.com.
If free Slurpee, go to Walmart. No free Slurpee at Walmart.
You know, the problem with this is nobody can understand what the hell you're saying. Why don't you do it and then you can play with it afterwards, because these are actually good
Walmart,
deals.
At Walmart, you can get an iPad Mini 2 for just $199, and they got Acer laptops for under $200. Start your holiday shopping early. Bugatti Beppo. If you have a Bugatti Beppo near you, you can get a free Bucaloni. Bucanoli?
Bucanoli? What the hell is a Bugatti Beppo?
It's like a cannoli, and they...
Sorry, we both said hell twice. We shouldn't be saying hell.
We shouldn't be, but I'm like, I have
okay,
no idea.
Dollar
Good
General,
Italian place.
This is... Good Italian place. Dollar General with some great deals. $5 off $50, $15 off $100. We got the codes for you at DougStefan.com. Free AM Crunch Wrap at Taco Bell this Thursday. And free haircuts for veterans. You can be a veteran or you can get a card to give to a veteran. All of these at DougStefan.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Kings and Queen of New York and News Talk all here together. This is the anniversary, November the 4th, 1922, King Tut's tomb was discovered in Egypt. I'm telling you, every time I turn around, because Meredith is over there, there's something going on in Egypt. She actually saw the tomb in the Valley of the Kings on her trip. It was essentially under a house that had been built for workers excavating the tomb of Ramses IV. So they weren't looking for this. It was just they were digging around and they found the tomb. King Tut came to power when he was 9.
How?
He was Pharaoh of ancient Egypt until his death when he was 18. Most of these kings or the leaders were killed by their surrogates. It's like, you know, remember Cardinal Richelieu and what he was doing in France? Well, he was the power behind the throne, and so they'd kill the kids and they'd bring in the next kid. That's how it worked. Anyway, this goes back.
So they were a prop.
1352. Yeah. Right, exactly. That's right. Exactly what they were.
Is the power behind your throne Mr. Plumber or Mr. Clean?
Mr. Clean.
Okay.
I want to know the story behind that. All right, next, our video of the day from yesterday was quite good, and we didn't have a chance to focus on it. Came from Australian drummer Kai Smith. It's a tribute to Ringo Starr and the Beatles. He plays a drum chronology of their music catalog. You got to see this video of the day from yesterday. Actually, today's video of the day is good from Mashable, a collection of quick clips from NASA and other sources celebrating the 15th anniversary of the space station. But I think this is so compelling because we all love the music. All the songs had drums in it.
And he's playing the drums, you can't tell on the radio, but he's playing the drums all, it's all nonstop as the clips are changing.
He's wearing headphones and listening to this mashup of all the songs and playing drums along with it.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it mimics what Ringo is playing in the songs, right?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Here, listen to it for a second.
Well, the great thing about it is we recognize all the songs, and there are hundreds of them. And Ringo banging away on the drums and all of them.
The great thing is this guy is ready to play 5 to 10 seconds of every
Bing,
Beatles
bang,
song.
Boom. Yeah.
Bing, bang,
yeah.
boom.
This was not edited. This is just he goes through it on the fly.
Right. So he edited the songs together, and he's listening to them, and he's just playing along with what he's listening to.
Yesterday.
There's drumming here.
All my troubles seem so.
Yeah, he reaches over and stops all the cymbals and just sits back and waits.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dave Trimmer!
So on Yesterday, the song before, when it ends, he just reaches over and grabs the cymbals and stops them and sits back kind of respectfully.
Uh-huh.
And then when Day Tripper starts, he bam.
Back at. Oh, another great place. My God, what a great time that is. Just a nice song.
Oh, this
Ringo.
Is awesome.
Isn't it nice? What a great trip down memory lane.
Oh, you got rain in there.
What brilliant lyricist. Ringo does this in his act. There it is! Good day, sunshine.
Let me take you to...
So, great tribute.
This thing is...
It's super. Check out videos
five
yesterday.
5 minutes long.
Yep, very good. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Can being neat, as in N-E-A-T, make you healthy? This is Dr. Chamberlain called keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. I'm not talking about neat as in a tidy house. I'm talking about N-E-A-T, as in non-exercise activity thermogenesis. This is all the active stuff you do during your day to do your day. And all this non-exercise activity adds up. Here's the thing. People think the exercise that keeps us healthy must involve workout clothes and going for the burn. But neat shows that's not true. DCOC advice, there are many simple things you can do to neat up your life. Like taking a walk, no matter how short, after lunch or during coffee breaks. How about standing at your desk when you're on the call? Or use the stairs, not the elevator. And the one I'm doing, get a pedometer or a wrist activity monitor and see how much you're actually walking. Start with 5,000 steps and work up to 10,000. Be neat. Be healthy. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust, gas mites and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Brian has a nice butt.
I know you're talking about me.
Country singer, Dougie.
I have just taken my daily dose of cod liver oil, so I'm all revitalized and raring to go into the next issue. I thought this was sort of interesting. The fellow that used to run Sotheby's, a fellow named Alfred Taubman, had collected $500 million of art over his years running Sotheby's.
Wow.
And the reason I know that is because they had an auction yesterday. He died to sell all of his works of art. They got $543 million for various things from Matisse and Picasso and Schiele and just very interesting old masters. Raphael. I like Raphael's... no, Rubens. I that wasn't Raphael.
Just say, how'd you get your hands on Raphael? Rubens. That should be locked.
Yeah, that's a story.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Dad, Raphael's okay.
Okay. The story in New York people are talking about this week, Roberta, the confused marathoner who apparently got lost after the race. He was found. It took him 2 days to find this guy. The race was Sunday. And he got lost and he didn't know where he was. And they finally found him yesterday riding. Sort of reminds me of that old song from the Kingston Trio, the MTA. He ride forever through the streets of Boston. And this guy was riding around the subway, didn't know where he was. And,
oh, my God. And seriously, IQ tests for people. We need to, I mean, really? Poor guy.
Well, poor guy. Probably couldn't even speak English. Aren't there a lot of people, there are more foreigners than Americans who run on that race.
That's true.
And that's true of most of these marathons.
Yes.
I look at the lineup. I remember when I was involved in the Boston Marathon for a number of years, and you look at the roster of people, there were never, well, I shouldn't say never, but there were certainly more African and European names on the list than there were American.
The Kenyans.
The Kenyans have every year.
They eat it up, man.
Ever and ever. The Pentagon today suspending a missile surveillance program because of the blimp.
Floated away.
Well, I mean, think about this for a second. The blimp is the reason they are cutting back the missile defense surveillance program. The blimp that broke free from its moorings last week in Pennsylvania, in Maryland, and floated into Pennsylvania.
Moron's the word. The one that broke free from its morons, not its moorings.
Yeah. There's a story in today's L.A. Times about the investigation. They say, this is a, by the way, a $2.7 billion project. This is not, and they had nobody watching this blimp.
Say what you will about Huckabee, but he had such a great analogy during the last debate about how this blimp mirrors what government is.
Yes, it was great.
It was
overpriced gas bag that floats away, and then they change their program because the balloon floats away.
At
I mean, are we just so embarrassed?
People without power, but we have so much money invested in it, we can't give it up.
So embarrassing.
Yep. Okay, today, there's a new program, Roberta.
Yeah.
Called MyRA. A government-backed retirement savings program that starts today.
Okay.
Now, this in league, remember what I told you yesterday.
MyRA.
MyRA, check it out. MYRA. But this on the heels of another government program that launches next month. There are a lot of skeptics about this program, as there are skeptics about the program beginning next month. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, 5% down mortgages, 600 credit score. Be able to do that next month. This month, you can get a free low-risk financial account designed to jumpstart your retirement savings. This is for low-income Americans, and it starts today. Program aimed at workers without access to 401ks. Anybody learning less than $131,000 a year.
But that's low income? Less than $131,000 a year?
Less. Than 131.
I think we all qualify for this.
Individual or families?
It's 193 if you're a family. 131 for the individual.
193 for a family, and that's low income?
Well, listen, I'm looking at the government definition. You can start saving money from your paycheck, or it can come out of a bank account automatically. Money can come from a tax refund if you want. This is supposedly like a Roth IRA, but it only is invested in U.S. Treasury. That's why the government's doing it. It's more borrowed money. They're taking money from you.
They're borrowing your money.
There's so much borrowed money that they can't spend it, so now we get to do it. So it's very exciting.
Tell you something, $100,000 don't go where it used to go.
No, but $100,000 is still.
It's still $100,000.
But it's going to be $193,000 for a family? That's not chump change.
Yeah. No.
On Sunday, I was walking around Long Beach, and we went into a restaurant. A friend of mine and I had lunch at this very nice restaurant, Pier 22 in Long Beach. And I looked out the window, and I had to do a double take. There was a cruise ship, and I think it was from Norwegian Cruise Lines. It was huge. Remember when you and I were on the
cities.
Roberta, we took a bunch of listeners on the USS Norway, remember?
Yes.
And that was around the Caribbean. How many years ago was that? Was that 13, 14 years ago? Roberta chastised me because all they did was sleep. I was on the ship. Roberta stayed the whole trip. I would get on in St. Thomas and get off at St. John's.
For a one-week trip, the first 3 days he slept. The fourth day he left.
It's so rude, Ducky. Why would you do that?
And there were all these listeners on board. And
Roberta was the hostess with the most. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up.
By the way, we got another cruise coming up. You got to go all
3 days. Nobody saw Doug. Where's Doug? I don't know. Where's Doug? I don't know. The fourth day he leaves.
That is mean, Dougie.
I mean, yeah. You left it. You left in St. Martin. You got.
Yeah, I was on at St. Thomas.
I gotta get out of here. I can just see you. You know, you're bad enough when you go to breakfast with somebody. You're like, I gotta go. Like, if there's like a switch that flips in your brain that's like, okay, it's fun. All right, gotta go.
I've had enough of you.
I can imagine you on a cruise vessel.
That's why Richie and I, we have lunch the last 15 minutes and we're all done.
All right, perfect. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, this new cruise ship, which is the aim of my discussion here, sailing from New York today, this is perhaps the hottest new cruise ship. It's the Anthem of the Seas, Royal Caribbean ship called Anthem of the Seas. Sail 5 to 12 night voyages to Bermuda, the Bahamas, Caribbean, and New England as it gets started. It's got all kinds of features. It has, its bars do not have human attendants. The bars are run by robots.
Really?
The bartenders on the bars on this ship are robots. It has a skydiving simulator that you can, it's like you were jumping off the ship, but you're not.
Oh, my goodness.
Bumper cars on the top deck, roller skating.
Wow.
It's what? Just like, why go on to...
Why?
Huh? Why? It's,
I don't get it. Yeah. Why don't you stay on land?
Yeah.
Well, if you want all that stuff out in the middle of the ocean.
I'm flabbergasted by this.
The only benefit of that is
this is family, though. They're trying to attract families going cruises instead of just old people. I think that's really what it is.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, you're going on a cruise to the Caribbean, let's say, and there's no outdoor space. There's no place to take in the wonderful weather in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're in the middle of the ocean.
You're
inside playing bumper cars. That whole concept, it just totally escapes me.
All trying to make money, though, right?
Yeah, all making money.
Okay. I personally don't like large cruise ships, so.
No, I don't either. I wouldn't. A picture of the ship of the ship, the boat that Meredith's on going up and down the Nile. What a magnificent, it's just a little ship.
River cruises are
It's good. A river cruise.
Oh, yeah. River
Viking cruises are great. That kind of stuff is fun.
Windstar. If you've never been on a Windstar cruise, oh, my goodness.
But you can't enjoy it. If the weather gets bad out in the middle of the ocean, where are you going to go?
Well, no, it's plenty to do. I mean, but it's a
river cruise, Dougie.
No, but I'm saying if you are out on this ship like the Anthem of the Seas we're talking about here, and you're in the middle of the ocean and you get a storm, you know, where do you go?
You just ride it out. No, you go under. They have stabilizers and everything.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you're going to sink. It just is uncomfortable because people get seasick. These tall ships, some of them are 14 stories, 15 stories high. These ships.
Okay, time's up for the cruise car chat.
All right, in a moment, we're going to discuss what actually happened to Robin Williams on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, I want to tell a story.
He's still right.
He's still dead, but there's interesting information from his wife as to why he died. Okay, 23 million people in America have bought Neo 40. Man, does that tell you a story in and of itself?
I haven't taken mine yet.
That's why this is a reminder, Richie. Of you who are onto the Super Beats program and know the story of Neo 40, coming from the same company, what Neo 40 is basically a capsulized form of Super Beats, and it melts in your mouth. The product goes instantly into your system. It's assimilated into your system, so you get the benefits. It's a short-term gain, though. It's like having a cup of coffee without the caffeine. Have it in the morning, maybe you have it later in the day. But the long-term benefits of Super Beats, because both of these, I think, have a really strong place in your daily routine. I have a Neo 40 capsule before I go on the air in the morning, and then later on in the day I have a teaspoon of Super Beats in a glass of water. Drink it. You get the same effect. What the nitric oxide that's in beets does, and Super Beets just powdered beets, it's all special non-GMO beets that are grown for this product. They energize, they open up, the nitric oxide opens up your arteries so the blood flows better to all parts of your body, your muscles, your brain, all of your organs. It's a great, this is a pick-me-up, this is a great thing to have for you, work out, that sort of thing. But if you're in a highly charged job and you need your brain to function well all the time, this is the product for you as well. Here's what people were never taught in medical school. Dr. Ken Cronin will tell you this. Never, they didn't do the research on this until the late 80s, and the guy who found nitric oxide and its import got a Nobel Prize for medicine. And that's what this technology is all about, and why it's so popular, because it works. If you have high blood pressure, you need to be on both Neo 40 and Super Beats. If you don't, you want to keep your blood pressure where it is, this is the way to do it. I take them. All of the people on the program take this now. So you can say yes to the following offer. Two boxes of Neo 40 at the regular price. Then you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, the book on nitric oxide, saliva testing strip, so you can see just how much you have in your system and how much more you need to have. And then there's free shipping to be considered, money-back guarantee. All of this with Neo 40 and Super Beats together. 800-655-4183, or you can order at DougLikesBeats.com. This is a nutritional gold mine for you. I'm so confident that this will work for you that I'm happy to tell you about their guarantee. Improve your circulation and your heart health today. 800-655-4183. Don't mess up. Don't miss out. Super Beats, DougLikesBeats.com, or 800-655-4183.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, now 48 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny and I with a focus on what happened to Robin Williams. You may have seen or heard that his wife now has decided to tell the story. Her name is Susan Schneider. She broke her silence. Interview with People magazine that will appear in the magazine next week, speaking about their separation, their struggles with his dementia, and apparently that's why he decided to end his life, Roberta. It looks like, there are a couple of other things that were going on with him, but it looks like the depression from the dementia was, and I, you know, you can see.
And it was also, he had a type of dementia. It's not Alzheimer's, it's a different type of dementia.
Yeah.
It's called DLB, yes. And what it does, it causes, it says, this disorder is known to cause rapid and unpredictable fluctuations in mental status, hallucinations, impairment of motor functions, even speaking to people who have been deceased. She said that his mental state was like a ping pong ball. It just kept going all over the place. And I had a feeling it was something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he just couldn't live with it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like apparently when you get this, you don't know what you're doing, who you are, what's real, what's not. and he decided that he didn't want to live with this anymore. It's the second most common type of dementia, Alzheimer's being the first.
Yeah.
So it's I think she did this to educate people.
Well,
I had no idea this existed.
Important.
And by the way,
yeah,
you just
really
said something
incredible.
That was very important. Alzheimer's is a type of, the overall problem is dementia.
Right.
When
right.
you lose brain cells and or things, the brain cells are altered. Mm-hmm. It starts in any number of ways. We've had the last week or two a conversation about wine. Stay away from it if you're a woman in your 40s and 50s and 60s because it's bad news when it comes down the pipe, according to the studies. One glass a day is okay. More than that, and it'll impact your... all of these things are individualized because our chemistry and our bodies are different, mm-hmm. but there is some... There's enough similarity so you can draw some conclusions. And it's clear drinking wine and also marijuana alters your brain chemistry.
Oh, big time.
Not
well.
Doing you any favors.
This is the kind of stuff. You want to live a long, happy, healthy life. There are choices. We all have choices to make.
Right.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I hate this place. I hate it. I just want to go home. Why can't we just go back home?
What are you searching for?
What am I going out of punch?
Great movie.
Punch me. Wax on, wax off.
I don't know that people are going to recognize this.
Oh, yeah.
No, the song.
Are you kidding?
Oh, the song. Oh.
No,
yeah.
The song, not the movie. The song this is Survivor doing The Moment of Truth. After they did Rocky, I guess everybody figured, okay, well, we'll put them into movie themes. But it doesn't take away from the movie itself. This was the day the Karate Kid was introduced. Ralph Macchio's birthday is also today. He's 54. So go back in your mind to 1984 when this was a big movie.
And he still looks 34.
Still looks like a kid, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your memories? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What are your memories? I know this is one of your favorite movies, if I remember correctly.
Well, this is where you're going to realize that I'm not quite normal, because in 1984...
I don't need to hear this to know that you're not normal.
I actually saw this movie in the theater 10 times.
10 times?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great...
What was there about it that grabbed you?
I loved it. It's great. And I'll tell you another story. Last year, I did a revival at my local community theater of it, and I had a contact, and I sent an email to the director, John Alveston, and he wound up doing a 10-minute introduction
really?
To the film. To our local audience. And let me tell you, I didn't speak to him over the phone. It was all email communication. But the guy was an amazing guy. And then he went way out of his way to make sure that introduction was perfect.
Isn't that nice?
You know, it's funny. A girl that works here, she's 20 couple years old, just graduated from college, grew up in New York, and was best friends with Ralph Macchio's daughter growing up.
Yeah.
And didn't have any idea of who he was.
Really?
It was just like, okay, this is my friend's dad.
Uh-huh.
And she's like... And then I saw the movie, and I was like, wait a minute, you know? Yeah, but she said he's a great guy, and the daughter's in just a great family.
Yeah, that's
I'll tell
right.
you one other quick story. He told me that originally they test-screened Robert Downey Jr. for the part of the Ralph Macchio part of Daniel LaRusso. And they went with Ralph Macchio for one reason. He said one word is that Ralph Macchio was vulnerable and Robert Downey Jr. was not. That was the reason that they went with that casting, which worked out brilliantly.
Hey, Ralph Macchio is not a great actor.
No.
But he's so likable and so believable in the role.
Worked well.
That you like him.
Yep. That's a good casting. All right, Chuck is going to bring us some movie news in a moment here. This is Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, Chuck, what do we have in the news bag, the movie news bag?
I'm going to start with some TV news of interest. I know you probably talked about this yesterday before I went on the air, but CBS announced they're going to have a new Star Trek TV series on air.
Yep.
2017. You know, I'm just curious. They're going to do Star Trek, CBS, and they have Supergirl on the air. So is the network trying to pull in younger viewers, or are they trying to make older viewers, Doug, like yourself, feel young?
Wow.
Nice working with you, Chuck.
Mic drop. Whammo.
Did you just say something? Did Chuck just say something?
I'm just teasing with you. But I'm asking, do you watch Supergirl?
I did not watch Supergirl.
I think it's a really good show. And the lead actress, Melissa Bonet, who was on Glee, I think she is tremendously appealing and is going to have a bright future.
But
on
does
that
Supergirl, isn't she supposed to look like Superman? Isn't the girl supposed to look like Superman?
No,
not really.
Okay. She does. She's convincing.
One other bit of movie news. It was announced that the big screen version of the 70s TV show, The $6 Million Man, which has been retitled The $6 Billion Man, will hit theaters 2017. Mark Wahlberg will star in the film. Lee Majors played the original character of Steve Austin. A show that I was a big fan of when I was a young kid in the 1970s.
Yeah, great show. This date in 2006, debuting in theaters, Borat, Cultural Learning of America. For make
oh my god that guy
I was buckled over Kazakh, in the theater laughing.
Yeah, that was good. That was funny.
Funny
movie. The Santa Claus 3 came out with Tim Allen. It was a little early for that, but that was back on this date 2006. Boys and girls, 59 past the hour. It's Movie Moments on Good Day.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
you'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.